opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's in Cuyahoga County.
It's a Senate hearing.
Now, this is a crazy thing. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to blow your mind away. Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County. Did you know that?
I did.
I don't know if you know that or not.
I've learned some geography in the last couple of months.
It's insane how many people, I guess, apparently don't realize that Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County and that the border of Brook Park touches the city of Cleveland. I know. This is just earth-shattering stuff for a lot of people. You know, I was driving around on the east side a couple days ago, and I kept thinking... there's a golf course right there that I got.
You were driving slowly and safely, I hope.
Of course, okay. I was. Yes. Attaboy. You know what's crazy?
That's a major thing around here these days. You know,
it is.
Watch your speed.
I want to get into this. You know, the governor. We're going to bring this up next week. The governor is going to start requiring. I don't want to jump the gun because you know what we want to talk about coming up at 11:40. But the governor is talking about reinstituting stricter classes for driver's education.
I'm all for it.
You can't tell me that, and we're going to get to this 11:40, so I'm just going to a little bit, because this is every day when I drive to work now. How many idiots we have on the road now? Like, it in the last 10 years, it has gotten, like, somehow, some way, we have become California.
It's awful. Yeah, I know.
Am I nuts, or so am I just getting older?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Well, that's true.
Today was one of the first times, and I haven't been driving a ton over the last month because of the rehab. Almost every time I'm on the highway, somebody goes by me in the left lane at 174 miles an hour. It's like a stolen car almost.
Yes.
It's like, what is going on? And then the people, you know, going lane to lane to lane, never mind the motorcycles. I know I'm sounding like an old guy, get off my driveway kind of guy, but I'm with you. Hey, I'd be all for that. Let's retest people. I mean, God bless them. And I'm getting up in age as well, but there's some people out driving that shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, but both ways. You're both ways. Both ways. Too slow and too fast.
Oh, no, all of
my two biggest things
are the above.
Are, guess what? When you're coming on the freeway, it's your responsibility to merge safely, not the person who's already on the freeway. And then try not to pass on the right.
Yeah. Fair. I learned.
I'm not asking too much, am I?
No, I learned to drive in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, which was
brutal.
Oh my god.
The only thing I can think of worse, and I've Meredith's listening, I'm sure that Capitol Beltway is the worst.
There are pockets around the city that have really bad situations. Here in Northeast Ohio, we've got our share. I mean, people drive a little bit too fast at times. I'm all for the governor doing whatever he can do to improve it.
All right. So obviously there was a speeding incident this week. I'm not sure if everyone's on board or not with that one, but we'll talk about that coming up here in a second. I do want to continue our conversation, though, about the Cavaliers. We're going to get to the Guardians here in a moment, too. So what are we learning then for the Cavaliers then? Are we learning that, and I know we can go back to the last segment there, like, are we in a should we really be in a big hurry to trade the core four, to trade anybody out of there? I understand from a flexibility standpoint that if they can get better, and again, you know, we look at trades all the time. Tom, this is what drives me nuts when people come up with hypothetical trades. It's always to the advantage of the team
of course,
that you're rooting
that's
for.
That's how it works.
And you're like, you know what? We're going to give you Dean Wade and Max Strus, and you're going to give us Shea.
Yeah.
Okay, good enough? Is that fair? Oh, we'll throw Tristan in too. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
And you know, when both trades work for both sides, then it's a good deal. And it should be a good deal for both sides. I just don't know if trading these guys and busting up that core four is the end-all be-all in this situation. And what are we learning? Are you rooting for Indiana? Because that's what the Cavaliers, what we saw last night against OKC, that's what it felt like when they, like, they couldn't miss. How many buzzer beaters should you be able to have in one game? Like, it should be less than one. Yeah. They had two, right? So you're just watching this.
You know what I wanted to mention to you before the break, and we were just guilty of it in the last segment, was I think sometimes we view this team and what we want this Cleveland team to be through the lens of 2016, right? And through the lens of the LeBron years. And that's not a bad thing, because we know what the gold standard should be, and what the wine and gold standard, if you will, should be in this town, right? And that's a good thing to aspire to.
Well played.
I think it's just, it's very difficult though to equate today's basketball, as you mentioned, Andy, with the financial constraints, the second apron, which I can't even explain half of that stuff, and how it can penalize teams that are growing, to what you want to have this Cleveland team ultimately become. As far as who you're going to move and what you're going to do, I know that there's been some talks about moving Okoro and his contract and seeing what you get in return there. I know there's been some conversations about Dean Wade and, you know, potentially where, you know, what you can get. I'm trying to identify what it is I think that they're missing. And I'm still not exactly sure what that is, because in Donovan Mitchell, obviously you've got the guy, right? I think we can agree to that. Yes. I think he's a guy that can lead you to
the only thing about Mitchell this year was, and I think it was because Garland was hurt and, the team felt like, I think he felt like he needed to put the team on his back during the playoffs.
I think he felt that same thing last year and just couldn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just don't know that that's in today's game. I just.
Well, and the thing I worry about is that, and I'm sorry, I don't mean this as a knock on the Cavs and these players, because I like them. I think they're good players. They're a little bit brittle, right? We always get to a situation where we're thinking, oh God, Garland's going to get hurt. Oh God, Allen's going to get hurt. Oh, geez. Did Mobley hurt his ankle again? Like, Mitchell's been dealing with lower leg issues for the last two seasons, right?
Right.
And I know that that happens everywhere. Like, look, both these teams in the finals here have had to deal with those kinds of things. Apparently, Chet Holmgren is playing on an ankle that he probably shouldn't be playing on. So that's part of the game. I get that. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Andy, I'm still reluctant to move any of those four until I identify exactly what I want in return. And then,
so what's the player that's going to help this team?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm asking you, what do you think? Build the perfect player that helps this team. And I don't know.
Pascal Siakam.
Okay.
That kind of a guy to me, you know, kind of that blend of a Mobley Hunter blend, that kind of player that can put the ball on the floor, get to the basket a little bit, can make you worry about more than just Donovan Mitchell offensively. Because I feel like the Cavs are a little bit, not single-minded, but can be defensed against when you know that if you stop Mitchell, you got a good chance of beating the team, right? If you
can,
or you let him get his 40 and you shut everybody else down. So listen, I don't know what the perfect guy is. I am also reluctant to make a move, Andy, with the core four because of what I saw Kenny Atkinson do with that group this year, right? They made strides, right? Evan Mobley got better. He figured out a way to have Mobley and Allen on the court together at both ends effectively. He figured out a way to have Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland play off of each other. Still got to get better, but I still think you got to give it time. And I think that's the thing that we all fall into, those prisoner of the moments situations where we get panicky. We start to be knee-jerk reactionary about, we got to fix this right away. Let's slow it down a little bit. As you mentioned before, so many of these teams have had to go through these growing pains and this learning process of getting knocked out in the second round. And then hopefully you figure it out. Hopefully you make enough moves in the offseason to get you where.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where you want to go.
All right, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say I didn't think this a little bit when they were losing to Indiana. But as I get a little bit more perspective on what the season was and I start thinking back historically, it's almost as if your team doesn't win the championship,
right?
Somehow, some way, someone's going to call your team soft. It happens time and time again. You go back and think about the Doherty Price. I mean, people call it. Why? Were they really soft or did they go up against Jordan? You know, were those? No. Could they have been tougher? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could this year's team have been tougher? Maybe.
I think there's more of a mental toughness that we've talked about with this current group that maybe needs to happen.
That blood on the floor?
I think that was the case.
I mean, if I want that, I'm watching the WNBA now. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think that was the Knicks 2 years ago, right? There was blood on the floor, and it was all coming from the wine and gold. So that was not good.
Right.
I'll say this, too. And listen, no knock on the Cavs for this year. Remarkable regular season. 64 wins cannot be. I mean, it's an incredible thing. It's an incredible accomplishment. At no point during this season did I feel the Cavaliers were the best team in the Eastern Conference. I felt like they were going to run into Boston at some point, and it would be over. I worried about the winner of the Milwaukee-Indiana series as being potentially a real problem. I worried about a healthy Orlando Magic team and the problems that that could present them. I worried about if the Knicks ever got their stuff together, that would be a huge issue for the Cavs in the playoffs. And that's kind of what ended up happening. Now, again.
But you didn't even say Milwaukee, did you? Did you say Milwaukee?
I said, yeah. Okay, the winner of the Milwaukee.
Oh, the winner of that series.
Okay. Indiana series, I thought would be a huge problem for the Cavs.
Yeah.
It ended up being the case. Now, I also look at this regular season, and I thought it was wonderful that they got off to the start that they did because it really enabled them to continue to build the trust and confidence in Kenny Atkinson and his staff, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, though, that winning 16 or 17 or 18 games, whatever it was to start the year, was a great thing in the end, right? Because maybe gave them the false sense of confidence as to who they really were.
So Jeff and I talk about this all the time, that we had health. We were running into teams that were not healthy.
100%.
We were running into teams that were playing on the backside of a back-and-back.
Schedule was very favorable from that regard.
And just things seemed to be, I don't know.
They all fell into place.
And I say this not just for this year's team, but we've seen for teams year in and year out that, you know, like there's, not that you want to say there's a schedule loss, but there's schedule losses on anybody's roster. And you know that time will kind of even things out at the end of the season. And that's what happened to them. How many times did they just kind of ran into a team that was hurting? And by the way, when they played Indiana at the end of the season, those weren't, I mean, who was on the floor?
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter. No.
No, they were built for November through April. You need a team that's built for April through June, right? And that's what they were missing. And to your point, and I mentioned this to Jeff the last time I was in, one of my roles with the AP, even when I freelance with them, is that when, let's say, the Bucks are in town, you're responsible for both teams, right? So I can't tell you how many times this year, Andy, and I'm saying it's probably 6 to 8 to 10 times that the opposing team was missing its best player. And I know that from the standpoint that before the game, I would have to put out a 200-word story saying the Milwaukee Bucks will be without Giannis tonight,
yes,
as they face the Cavaliers. The Knicks will be without Jalen Brunson tonight. The Orlando Magic will be without Paolo Banchero tonight. That happens so many times. So to your point,
how about the big win in Boston, right? They came back and Boston was Boston
Porzingis
was
yes. and Brown, I think, right that night.
And then the Cavaliers were able to come back.
And taking nothing away from the Cavs, they had their share of times where guys were out and they weren't at full strength either. So again, I'll go back to I'm a little leery on, you know, quickly making this move and reacting to what we're seeing here in the finals, because I think this Cavs team is in pretty good shape. I think they're close to being a championship contender. It's just going to be those final couple moves, like I said.
What do you think ownership is thinking right now?
Ownership wants to win a title every year. You know that as well as I know.
I think there are parts of him or just the ownership group too in general that doesn't like to sit still. They want to sit down and go, how did Indiana win? All right, let's do that. Let's make sure we win.
That's fine to a point, right? But you don't want to overdo it, right? It's a copycat league, but you can't try to force, you know, what you have into the Indiana or the OKC systems. It's just not the same. There's not the same personnel. You don't have those kinds of guys, right? I do like, though, from the standpoint that both those teams have shown you the value of the depth, right? I mean, how important it is to have those guys to be able to fill in for Tyrese Halliburton and not miss a beat. I mean, that was huge, right? And you've seen the way this OKC team, I mean, they one wave after another seems to come off the bench, and they don't miss a click. So a lot to think about, but not my job either.
That's true. We just write about it and talk about it. That's all we can do. All right, let's come back. I want to talk some baseball when we come back. Also, I don't know if you caught it in Los Angeles yesterday, some ownership stuff going on between the Dodgers and, it's about the Lakers being valued at $10 billion, and now it looks like the folks that own the Dodgers are going to sweep in and take over the Lakers. And I just thought it was interesting, and it made me think about Cleveland ownership, so we're going to come back and talk about that. Plus, we're going to talk about the Guardians, too. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. Jeff is off today. Tom Withers is in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.